Again, let me repeat this, blessed people. I just want to make sure that the feedback here tells me that I'm loud and clear. This past night, the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah Elohim, very good. Now my feedback tells me I'm very clear. Blessed people, this past night, Jehovah El Olam, the mighty God of Israel, the God of heaven, he spoke with me, blessed people. And this is the conversation I want to have with you again. And in this tremendous conversation, blessed people, the Lord Almighty, he showed me a vision in which I was standing on the earth here. I am on the earth here. And then by voice, the Lord Almighty said, look and see the king. See, the king is coming in the sky. And when I looked up, I saw the tremendous glory of the coming of the Messiah. The unbelievable glory of the glorious coming of the Messiah. And as I looked into the sky, then I saw the Lord, he had arrived, and he stopped in the sky above the earth. And I could see his crown, the crown on his head, and the protrusions, the vertical protrusions that protrude above the crown, and the entire crown owing to the glory, the enormity of the glory of his coming, the entire crown became like crystal, like diamond, shining. The golden crown, now like crystal glass, like diamond, shining and reflecting. And then I saw how the glory emblem of the king, totally covered with the glory, you could see his figure covered by the glory, the white, super glorious glory of God, the glory of his coming. And then, that is the moment I saw beneath him the saints that have all been taken March 22nd, 2024. Then I could see the heads of the saints that have been drawn, and the tremendous glory of the Lord that has consumed them as they are drawn to him. They were drawn to his feet as he stood up in the sky. So you can imagine the figure of the Messiah standing in the sky and the crown on his head, and the golden crown is now as shiny as diamond or crystal glass. And the amount of glory of his return, of his coming, covering the figure standing up there of the Messiah. And then at his feet, he's connected to this wide glory that spreads out to the left and right, horizontally and deep downward. And inside that glory are the saints drawn in, and you see their respective many heads. The glorious coming of the Messiah, blessed people. Friday, March 22nd, the year 2024. And then, after the church is taken, the saints are taken up. Then all of a sudden, all of a sudden, after the Lord has taken the faith and he entered now with them into glory, into heaven, then all of a sudden, I remain now on the scene on this earth. Then all of a sudden, the four horsemen of the apocalypse began to run, the ones that are prophesied on every occasion when the Lord has shown me the breaking of the first four seals of the scroll of God inside the throne room of God inside heaven by the Lamb of God, Christ the Messiah, the King himself. All of a sudden, after the rapture, then now, right in front of me like this, the horsemen that I prophesied began to run, four of them, in front of me like this, across from me, in front of me, but running across. And they were devastating the earth, my Lord. They were really devastating the earth, destroying the earth. Unbelievably so, I was shocked. And the Lord even mentioned, he said, look, the pale horse, and they had wings. They were flapping their wings and moving at the speed of lightning. The speed of lightning. And totally destroying the earth. And the Lord said, behold, the pale horse. And I saw the four horsemen and horse. The four horses of the apocalypse. And I saw now the fourth horse leading them. And totally devastating the earth. There were dead bodies everywhere. Then the Lord takes me to Israel. The Lord now moved me after the rapture. He moved me to Israel. And in Israel, he brought me to the border. I could see the enemy army and the border, the fence, the gate, and on this side, the Israeli army. And then the war broke out. And the Arab nations attacked Israel. And then, right in front of me, they attacked the Jewish community. And all that I heard was pa, 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 pa. They were destroying the skull, destroying the human body. They were killing the Jews and dispatching, crushing their bodies. The whole place was mangled with flesh and blood. Then I saw the Israeli Prime Minister. He appeared with the Israeli Secret Service. He appeared. The Israeli Prime Minister appeared in a very dangerous war zone with the soldiers. With the soldiers. With the Israeli army. And so, the Israeli Prime Minister, and I said, hey, it's too dangerous for the Prime Minister to be here. This is a war zone. And secretly, we moved him away from there. And then I got involved in securing God's people. Running to the borders, telling them to pass this way, and there was massacre, anti-Semitism. The Jews were being killed all over the earth. This past night, Friday, March 22nd, the year 2024, tremendous, unbelievable. And they turned against the Jews, they were being killed across the earth, and Israel was attacked and a lot of them are being butchered right in front of me like this. Then I got involved. Began to fight the enemies of Israel. It was unbelievable. But the horsemen were running across the earth, destroying the whole earth. The earth did not look like what it is now. Totally destroyed now. Totally destroyed at that time. Then I woke up. The Messiah is coming. The Messiah is coming. He showed me the Messiah himself. This past night, I saw Jesus. This past night, I met the Lord. I saw the Lord standing above the earth. I have seen the Lord you're waiting for. I have seen his crown. The Lord said, look, the King is coming in the sky. And I saw the golden crown becomes like shiny diamond or crystal clear glass. And the amount of glory that covers his figure, the entire figure standing in the sky, and at his feet, all the saints that have grown from the earth with that same glory. And you can see the demarcation of the glory from his feet going left, from his feet going right, and inside are the saints drawn to him at rapture. And then the horsemen with their wings, after the church is taken, they were flying at lightning speed, unbelievable, devastating the entire earth. The four horsemen of the apocalypse that I prophesied. The Lord has spoken. The Lord, he has spoken. And he has again revealed to us our role after the rapture. Those who are wise, listen to this voice. Don't ever contest this voice. He's too close to God. Even a fool or a child can tell you, unaona tu benye wanatembea na Mungu benye. Benye wanatembea na Mungu. Unajua uwezi guza, uwezi dubutu, hata kufikiria. That is in Swahili. In other words, even a fool or a child can tell you that you just see the way these two prophets are walking with the Lord. And you know that you cannot even try. It cannot even cross your mind that you should attempt anything against them. Because the entire eternity of the earth has been placed in their hands. The entire coming kingdom of God has been placed and laid into their hands. I have seen the Messiah coming. Blessed people. The King is coming. The King is coming. The Messiah is coming. And I've seen the destruction and unbelievable persecution of the Jewish people that is right ahead of us here. And for the Lord to show me the rapture and connect it together with the tribulation, the events of Revelation chapter 6 on, that tells you it's about to happen. The Messiah is coming. Those who have ears, please listen to what the voice of the Lord, the mouth of the Lord, has just spoken. Tadaraba, Tadaraverim. The battle you see Israel is fighting now is going to get worse when the whole world turns against Israel. Tadaraba, Baruch Hashem. Don't go.